When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I know it sounds crazy for a team that's 1-9 in a row and is 11-2. It does feel like a game they need to win. They need to play well. Mm-hmm. Well, would you agree, John?
Sure. I do view every game as, at this point, against a team this good. I do feel like we're in a must-win situation with our seeding spot right now. I'd love to be home throughout, and unless we win out, we're not going to have that chance. So, yeah.
But it's also a must-win to quiet all of the chatter, right? Like, especially nationally, I don't want to see First Take. I don't want to see Stephen A. Smith on ESPN next week saying, oh, it's happening again. You know, the Eagles are cooked because of all this drama in the locker room and they're going to collapse again. And even here locally in Philadelphia, like, I don't want to have to deal with that. And I think if the game doesn't go the Eagles' way, I personally don't think that, you know, that's the end-all, be-all. I had this game circled from the start as a tough one. The Steelers are a really good team. It's going to be a tough matchup. But just given everything that went down this past week with AJ and Jalen, like, they need to win just to quiet it all down.
Yeah, I'm more with you, Devin. And obviously, for the one seed, any chance of the one seed, you need to win this game. And you probably need the Lions to lose to Buffalo this week
as
well.
And you know what stinks? They're both on at the same time.
Right. It really does.
It's like, I want to watch it.
Yeah.
And it is. Everyone will be watching that Lions-Bills game instead. So.
Well, I am, maybe. But it is one of those things where I think it's more important to quiet down everything. Because if the offense doesn't play well, and Jalen doesn't play well, you know what's going to happen. Everybody's going to be around A.J. Brown's locker after the game, mm-hmm. and everybody's going to be asking A.J. what's going on. And I mean, A.J. Brown's an emotional guy. Like,
it's not a bad thing.
No.
And I think it's not just as much as, you know, the complete – he's got to target him because you've got to – there's a guy on the Steelers, Joey Porter Jr., who literally in a game against the Bengals 2 games ago had 6 penalties, 2 on the same play. He's really handsy. So, like, if you get those, like, just target him, because the chance that this guy may have been a penalty is pretty good.
I agree. And I think with AJ, like, we look at it, and I think some of the thought process might be, well, you don't want to force feed him targets. I'd force feed him targets this week. Mm-hmm. Like, AJ Brown, let's face it, he's going to be ready to go in this game. I try to get him the ball as much as possible. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Fred in Scranton. What's up, Fred?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Fred.
I'm getting ready to punch in for work, but I'm going to make this short and sweet. The scenic view of Pennsylvania and the ethnic foods. And by the way, Pittsburgh, they call soda pop, so my sister lives down there.
Yeah.
And I love your show, guys. I really do. And just be faithful in Jalen Hurts, because he did have 110 quarterback rating on Sunday. That's fact. And we've never beaten Russell Wilson ever. So I got to go. All right. Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
All right, Fred.
Not messing around, Fred.
Yeah. In and out. Yeah. Appreciate it, Fred. Man. But, I mean, come on. We don't need to point to the quarterback rating for Jalen's performance. It's okay to say Jalen didn't play well on Sunday, right? Yeah. You'd admit that, John.
Of course. Yeah. He didn't play well.
Yeah.
It's okay. It happens sometimes.
He didn't play well. Jake Elliott didn't play well. Defense didn't play their best game. Like, it was just a rough game all around. But that almost gives me more confidence that they're going to bounce back. Like Jalen said in his press conference, you know, he and I think the team as a whole kind of thrive in these situations where they're kind of down and out and the underdogs. I know they're not literally the underdogs in terms of, you know, the line. But I think it's a good spot for them to rise to the occasion.
John, I'm curious where you are on this. Would you force the ball to AJ? Not force the ball to AJ, but would you make it more of an effort than usual to get him involved, especially early in this game?
In the first 15 plays, I would make sure that there were a few in there that he was the primary read on. You know, maybe the first 10 plays of the game, I would try to funnel him the ball, I don't know, two or three of those, you know, as the first read. That doesn't mean he's getting the ball.
Right.
That doesn't mean I'm going to force him the ball if he's covered, if he's clamped, if he's bracketed, I'm not even looking his direction. I'm starting my progression on the other side of the field away from AJ. That's part of this. Like when people say, he didn't hit him, he was wide open. You know that sometimes he's not even starting on that side of the field, even though he's your number one receiver, the way the coverage is set up and everything else, we don't know the way he's being taught to read it out. So I think it will all be fine. We will have AJ catch a number of balls this week. I expect to see him have success, and I expect that the coaches can facilitate that early with some easy stuff that Jalen feels comfortable with. It'll also be a thing where you got Kellen Moore saying, Jalen, what do you like? What do you feel comfortable throwing this week? What do you like the most? Okay, let's try to get AJ in that situation, you know, but with the coaches behind closed doors, let's try to get him in some of these situations that Jalen likes early on in the progression, try to get him the ball. Give him some good vibes.
It looks like they schemed AJ open on the second play of the game.
Yeah,
wide open.
That's the thing. I mean, Jalen's got it. Jalen's got to hit him.
Jalen is hesitant. I mean, he's just been hesitant.
Decision making.
Got to be quicker.
Right.
And as we played the sound with Shady McCoy earlier, it's more about just finding him when the opportunities are there. Like, I think AJ understands that if the ball's not supposed to go to him and he's covered, you know, he's not going to get upset about that. I think what frustrates AJ is when he is open, when the ball should go to him, and the ball's not going to him.
Mm-hmm. AJ is when he's open and the ball doesn't go to him, when he's covered and the ball doesn't go to him. He is a top wide receiver in the NFL. He thinks if he's covered, he's still open because you can squeeze it in, and he's got incredible hands and body control where he can shield the ball and beat the guy anyway.
Jalen was it. So we talked about the Steelers game in 2022 when the Eagles crushed them, and A.J. Brown had like over 120 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns. Jalen was throwing into like double coverage to A.J. then. He was taking risks that he just doesn't take now to limit his turnovers. But I think that there's a happy medium he has to find in terms of making decisions.
Yes, and that's the balance that always has to be navigated by these NFL quarterbacks.
But some guys Jalen Hurts has lost that balance in the offense as a whole.
And that's the challenge for all NFL quarterbacks, finding, maintaining that balance between risk and reward. Some guys are great at it. Eli Manning was great at that balance. It's part of why he was such a successful NFL quarterback. He didn't have all the skills in the world, but man, he was just rock steady and sharp, you know, just smart, consistent, everything else.
Right.
That's why, a big reason why he was good.
And it really does come down to, you know, I think Jalen, this is a week where he probably needs to be a little more aggressive pushing the ball down the field. Let's go to Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Anthony.
Hey, the fact of the matter is, I don't think we need to come out and throw it a lot. It's not about throwing it 20 more times. It's about the 20 times we do throw it, Jalen has to be efficient and get the guys the ball so the guys can make plays. Of course, lean on our run game. Our run game has got us where we are today. So I don't think the matter is go away from that. It's just Jalen has to be more efficient in the passing attack.
Yeah, and I think that's really what it is, Anthony, is, you know, the Eagles aren't going to change their game plan. They're not all of a sudden going to come out this week and throw the ball 40 times. It's about maximizing the opportunities, and I think that's the that's where A.J. Brown gets frustrated, and I think that's where many of us as fans get frustrated. It's just when you have the opportunities, you're not taking advantage of them.
Right, right, right. That's the thing we have to do today, and I believe I'm a little worried in Jalen, man, but I believe, man, we had a good week, and Sunday he's going to come out, and he's going to do what he has to do Sunday.
And I'm with you.
We're going to pull that win out, man.
Yeah, I think if they were a little unfocused, they certainly regained that focus this week, and Jalen's going to be locked in, and they've got something to prove finally. You know, even though they did not lose a game last week, now they finally have they have to show people they still got the goods.
What do you think of when you think of Pennsylvania, Anthony?
When I think of Pennsylvania, for some strange reason, William Penn.
William Penn. There you go.
I love the way you sold that.
That was awesome. Some strange reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's a strange reason at all.
I think he was joking. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Well done, Anthony. That's a good answer. Let's go to David in Drexel.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hill, what's up, David? Yo, David. Let's throw David on hold. Let's go to Paul in Chester. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you guys doing today? Wish everybody a happy day today, man.
Thanks, Paul.
I think, you know, I got confidence in it. You know, and everybody's, you know, getting on AJ's case about wanting the ball. We got an athlete who's not saying for who, for what. We got an athlete who said, give me the ball.
He wants to play. He's a gamer. Jalen Hurts, yeah, he's got a little something to prove, and I think he can do it. I think the Eagles can balance their game out, get what they got to do, and come out with a win.
Yep.
That's my real opinion. I think they can do it. I really do.
Because they can, and it's a real challenge. It's a real test. I'm excited to see how our offense that feels like it's been so high-powered all year long can do against a legitimate, well-coached defense that's going to change it up. And this week they're going to have all sorts of new looks too. I'm positive. Going back, just thinking back through the years to the way Mike Tomlin and Dick LeBeau and company used to throw all sorts of looks out there. Nickel looks, dime looks, the amoeba looks, if you know what I mean, the ones where you just got guys milling around at the line of scrimmage. It's like a big blob. That's the stuff that really gave our offensive line trouble when Bill Belichick and the Patriots did that to us last year at the start, and then you had teams throwing that out all throughout the year. I think you're going to see some more of those creative looks this week, and we're going to have to figure out a way to deal with those blob amoeba defensive fronts.
I agree. Let's make it happen, that's for sure.
What do you think of it?
I think running the ball helps you get around that because you can just cram it. You can just mash that. You can just move the guys right out of the way. You don't necessarily have to. You can just sort of zone it off and send your hundreds and hundreds of pounds of tackles and guards at the general vicinity, and it works.
What do you think of when you think of Pennsylvania, Paul?
I just came back from vacation, and every time I step out from Pennsylvania, I got the same answer: Philadelphia. Pennsylvania, you think of Philadelphia. You don't think of Pittsburgh or anything else.
There you go, Paul.
Unless you're from Pittsburgh.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
You probably think of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think in Pittsburgh they're probably saying the opposite.
Philadelphia is almost like a separate state than Pennsylvania. Like, Pennsylvania as a whole is just very different from Philadelphia, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Pittsburgh is very Midwestern. Philadelphia is very East Coast in terms of just like mentality.
Yeah, and that is just like a lot.
They call soda pop.
Very much so.
It's a lot of farmland in between, basically. Yeah.
And is there a competition?
Pittsburgh more that vibe.
Do you think that Pittsburgh, Devin, you lived in Pittsburgh for 4 years.
I did. It's
at
great
least.
City.
Was it more?
No, I just lived there for 4 years.
All right, so you know you've been behind enemy lines here.
Yeah.
Is there a competition, or is Pittsburgh so Midwestern and laid back that they don't even perceive it as a competition?
Oh, no, they definitely perceive it as a competition. They do. Like, they're Midwestern, but they're a very prideful sports town. They love their teams. But it was hard, like, at Pitt, honestly, I felt like at least where I was at Pitt, like, most of my friends were from Philadelphia or even, like, outside of Pennsylvania, not actually from the Pittsburgh area. Like, don't get me wrong, there were plenty of people from Pittsburgh area, but not that I was close with. I will say, like, I never really had bad blood with the Steelers as an Eagles fan when I was at school, but it did make me absolutely hate Penguins fans. Penguins fans are the worst. They love their Pens more than anything in Sidney Crosby. But the Steelers, I never really had an issue with them. But of course, now when they come to town, I will.
Yeah, I mean, and the Eagles don't play them that often.
And Pittsburgh fans' counterpoint is always, how many rings do you guys have versus how many rings do we have?
Right,
and I can't really argue with that.
Yeah, but I mean, those rings
are a tough one. Yeah, but those rings are so ancient.
Ago. Yeah.
But then they have, you know,
they haven't
not
done anything
ancient
in the playoffs in a long time.
It has been a long time.
215-592-9494. Young Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah. And we'll have Eagles Steelers tickets coming up. We'll give them away at 8 o'clock today. Giving away three names of past or present Eagles earlier this week. We'll give away the fourth name today at 8 a.m. And you call in the first caller of the contest line who has the other three names, and the name we give away at 8 a.m. today will win Eagles Steelers tickets this weekend.
And, of course, that is courtesy of our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.